The Department of Veterans Affairs provided a different kind of Independence Day to more than 500 disabled vets. VA kicked off the 30th National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Denver. The competitions include rugby, table tennis, and even wheelchair slalom. It all runs through Friday, and joining us with an update is VA Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs, Tammy Duckworth. Good morning. Thanks for being back with us.
Thanks for having me on again. How are you both doing this morning?
Always a pleasure. Great, thank you. So just a quick question. Any marathons coming up in your future?
Yes, I am. Well, I have the Army 10-miler, which I have to do, and then a week after that, I do the Chicago Marathon, and both are in the September-October time frame. So I have time yet. I'm not panicking yet.
Well, you'll love Chicago. I've run it. It's one of the great races and a wonderful setup they have there. Anyway, tell us about the wheelchair games. What's new this year?
Well, new this year at the National Wheelchair Games is an exhibition event for kayaking. We have all of our regular events, quad rugby, which everybody loves, otherwise known as murder ball, softball, swimming. They don't swim with their wheelchairs. They just swim, by the way. Basketball, bowling. But then we now have kayaking, and we have over 570 veterans have shown up to participate this year.
And I understand this is a way to qualify for something else coming up down the road.
Yes, well, the Paralympics are just over because we just had the Summer Olympics, but this is a Paralympics qualifying event. So you will see actually quite elite athletes showing up to this event. I think at this year's game, six of them are world-class Paralympians who have gone to the Paralympics before.
And I was reading a story over the weekend in the New York Times, had it as a front-page story. There was one of two vets from Afghanistan who lost both arms and legs. And quite an inspiring story. And I was wondering that if those people that are still in rehab, still learning to use their prosthetics and so forth and getting back to their lives, do you bring them out to Denver to watch what's possible once you've lost a limb or and somehow been disabled?
Well, we bring them out to Denver, and we make them compete and participate. We don't let them just watch.
Wow.
And it's really, I was one of those patients. When I was at Walter Reed recovering for that year that I was in the hospital, this was incentive. These events was, hey, if you do all your sit-ups and you learn to sit up in your wheelchair, you know, very early on when I was severely injured, or if you get so that you can use a manual wheelchair and you can travel, then you get to go to Denver and you get to participate. And it doesn't matter where they are in their rehabilitation process. We will find a way for them to participate. Those that are, competing at the very elite levels are then given the opportunity to qualify for the Olympics. But no, we bring our guys and we expect them to jump right in all age levels and all ability levels.
So it's not just a challenge, it's also considered a reward.
It is a reward, You get kind of tired sitting in the hospital day after day, and if you have this to work towards, there was a lot of times when I didn't want to get out of bed, but I knew I had to get fit because I wanted to go and to the wheelchair games or any one of our other events.
And what's it like? I mean, when someone's recovering from a severe injury like that and there is a long rehab process, is the physical part the more difficult or the mental part, do you think?
I think it's a combination of the two. Tom, the mental part is tough, but I was fortunate in that I was able to rehabilitate with other disabled veterans, with other wounded warriors. And so on the days when you were feeling sorry for yourself, there's always a guy next to you who's doing his push-ups or sit-ups. I lost both my legs, but how can you feel sorry for yourself when you're when you're exercising next to a guy who's lost both legs and both arms, and he's sitting and he's trash talking you, saying that he's going to go faster or do better than you. So the mental part being with other wounded warriors is so critical. The physical, as we used to say in the Army, it's nothing but a thing. You just keep working through it and do what you can. And, once you get to the wheelchair games, that's why it's so great out there in Denver. All your buddies are there and you just encourage each other and trash talk each other and have a good time.
It sounds like that competitive fire in the belly is the real motivation to be able to capitalize on that and push people to do their very best, because you wouldn't be where you are anyway if you weren't competitive like that.
Boy, Amy, you've really put your finger right on it. You know, these are folks who oftentimes were the high school star athletes. These are the guys who were tough and big and strong, guys and gals, in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam, and they were used to being the ones rescuing people. And this is a way for them to come back and regain that physical fitness, that strength that they had, and just to show that, hey, I may be in a wheelchair, but I'm going to knock the living daylights out of that other dude in the wheelchair when I go play murder ball.
Probably more interesting and colorful language involved.
Well, yeah, I can't. I'm in mixed company with you, Amy. It's not the way I normally would with my Army buddies.
That's right. You are public affairs as part of your job. This is Tammy Duckworth we're speaking with, by the way. She's VA Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs. And just to tell us a couple details about the kayaking. Is it a whitewater type of slalom event or just straight races? How does that all work?
The kayaking event is, there are races, but there's also what we will do, volleyball, you know, kind of like water polo kind of a thing, as well. It's, all different varieties again because we have people with all different ability levels. The guys who are still wounded and are getting better, it's just getting them into the kayak, into the water with a buddy who's paddling so that they can move whatever limbs they can move, in the second seat all the way to the guys who are very competitive and going for times or the ones who are, you know, crashing into each other playing, a kayak version of water polo.
A little housekeeping here now. The games started on the 4th of July and run all the way through the week?
Yes, they run all the way through July 9th, and I'm actually headed out there tomorrow myself. Secretary Shinseki kicked off the games for the 4th of July, and there'll be VA leadership there throughout the week.
Ooh, are you competing?
They don't tell me what I do. I usually show up, and then the staff on the ground, they love to see what I'll try anything. So they always, like, surprise me every time. And when I get there, it is when they'll tell me, okay, today you're going to go do, you know, something. Hopefully I'll get to do softball, which is, you know, a sport that I love, or maybe I'll do I don't know if I'm good enough for quad rugby. Those boys are brutal.
Hey, what's your position in softball?
I am a second baseman. I've always played second base. That way I'm always involved in a little of everything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a little left, a little right, and you're right there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for that update, and we wish you and all those vets the best of luck and wish we could be there to see it ourselves.
Thanks, Tommy. You can always go to va.gov to see photos from the games.